No, a bit.
The approach is related to things or ingredients, the awareness in terms of the vessel in common shape, undergoes the transformation into the suchness. The collected sutras become the expense of qualities. Undergoing the transformation into suchness, the awareness component of sentient beings unshared, undergoes the transformation into suchness. The approach is related to individuals. The first of these two are full transformation to suchness, to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The last is also by listeners gained in self-Buddhas. The approach is related to that of special distinction, pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas, the distinctive trait of completely pure domains. The inside instruction and consummate mastery, which are gained through having attained the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, complete and Nirmanakaya, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively. The approach is related to realizing what is required, the distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of the Mahayana teacher, employed as the focus and then the distinctive trait of effective application to all the 10 levels. The approach as this regards the support or ground, relates to original knowledge, the concept free, and this is approached in a manner involving 6 points, employing a focus, relinquishing attributes, and application authentic in its mode, the defining traits as well as advantages, and thorough understanding comprise this approach. The approach regarding the focus, the first of these, should be known to include the themes of the following four. Since the teachings of Mahayana commitment to these, 32 gatherings fully complete are required. The second, which treats of relinquishing attributes, provides an approach which also includes 4 themes. With what is adverse as well as the remedy, the suchness as well as the realization of this, comprising the attributes being given up through doing this in respective order as follows. The coarse and the middling, followed by those which are subtle, and those which persist for a very long time indeed. The attributes as they are found or relinquished in full. The attributes as they are found or relinquished in full. The aim to be accomplished is that of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which is done in order to be able to benefit beings, and countless in number as the sky is limitless in extent. And in order to accomplish this, we are advised to listen, reflect, and meditate on the text of the beloved Master Maitreya called Distinguishing Phenomena and the Nature of Phenomena. And with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the precious bodhicitta.
Tereen sumpa kanza lanjuk chore,
So from the 10 points treating of the subject of transformation, Rinpoche has explained the essence of the transformation as well as the materials which are transformed. And today we'll explain the transformation as this relates to individuals.
Sancho Semba Namjine de Yin Yong Jurbati. Sema Nin to Namdan Ne Ransang Jeji Yang Yinu Hisa.
So the root text for this says the approach as related to individuals. The first of these two are full transformation to suchness, as this pertains to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The last is also by listeners gained and self Buddhas.
Kanzak nejor batal and jupane Hema tak nejor tangbunine Nejor tangbunine Sanje dan Sanjo Samba Namjin the Joyo de Jurbe de Yin ne yosu jurbate Chuko longo truco som tarna Chukone Tan nejor tangbote No jinjik thing that same change you lose numbering name, your way, chuka doctor Hibarawa. Tana chukone, Sanji ni je your tongue. Chuka tartopa, Sanji ni je your re. Longone, longo te nagar exit, nagar numbering name, your what the longer, nature nibate. Longone, Sanjo, and be your to Jerbao. Longo zobaka, the Sanjo, and be your to Jerbara Mado, Yeranga Joyer Mare. Kamdang Lu Yonzo Taba Tan Tambe, you say maybe now a Lawang Jurvane Sanje Tan Sanju Samba Namla Yuji Nintula Maba Zero Nintula Maba T Sena Dene Sanje Tan Sanju Samba Nanjore Sema Semje Nanjur Dene Sumba Semje Nanjur Dene Nintu Namdane Rang Sanje Jaya Yino Hi Chetarna kosomje wangdo sena nirang namje nintu da rang sanje namje jang namba tamje bi yihi ngabe zhurko tong nubam. Yangna teda ke kunji tenge nyomombe nintu tang rangja drachomba nam kunji tenge nyomombe yi ne jorbe chani Nes Takpacha, Nanjur Vachani, Nanjur Sema de Chatsan Yube, Nanjur Sema Semje Nanjur de Chatsan Yubare Mato, Tatum Everism. Seman de Nanjur Sema, Semje Nanjur de Nanjur de Pakba Yibu. Papa Yede, Nintum Papa, Ranjan Papa, Sansin Papa, Sanjin Papa de Yere. Papa Yibu Yang, Tumong Tabro Somo, Somo Sejete Somo Yang, Wonjang, Nierang La Niente, Tarang Sanje La Semje Nanjo Yonzo Zogba Medo, Semje Nanjo and Tarto Payomaras. Oh, yeah.
So then, this subject of the transformation as related to which sorts of individuals or candidates. Undergo the transformation or experience this transformation are as follows. So the transformation which has been described above, namely the two first of the transformations described above are the transformation into suchness as this serves as the object of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this can be related, or this is related, to the three kayas, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nimanakaya. And the first of these, the Dharmakaya Transformation is related, as we heard, to the transformation of the outer vessel and the bodies. And this transformation into the Dharmakaya is the object or the sphere of experience exclusively of Buddhas. So the perfect Dharmakaya, the Dharmakaya in its the perfect realization of the Dharmakaya is something experienced only by Buddhas. The Sambhogakaya, which is constituted by the transformation of the activities of speech. So this accomplishment of the Sambhogakaya serves as the object of bodhisattvas. That is to say, it is not the experience of the Sambhogakaya is not accessible to the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, translated here as listeners and self Buddhas. And the so this mastery over, so the completely pure domains and bodies on the one hand, and the mastery of infinite or Dharma teachings without end is possessed by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but not by the listeners, not by listeners or Shravakas. So then the final transformation, namely transformation of mind, or the transformation of the conscious mind, is also described as belonging to the listeners and self-Buddhas. And in what sense is that? In what sense can that be related to the three kayas? It is that the listeners and self-Buddhas are able to see the Nimanakaya, which is endowed with the original knowledge in all of its aspects. On the other hand, from the point of view of the transformation of their afflicted mind, which hovers over the all-based consciousness, this last transformation of the transformation of consciousness is taught as belonging to the to all four elevated beings, or all four types of noble beings, the four types being the noble Buddhas, the noble Bodhisattvas, the noble listeners, and the noble self-Buddhas. So this last transformation is shared in common by all four. However, this transformation of conscious minds is not fully complete in the case of the listeners and self-Buddhas.
Moja number rekpatang Luja number rekpata te yinyi de nejurbe Chuka tobar jurbane Sanje ni ji joyori.
So this same statement could be presented in verse form, saying the the vessel of the world as well as the bodies, transformed into suchness, constitute the Dharmakaya, which is the object of Buddhas alone.
Sasa. samsen nam de ne jori.
So the
samsen nam de jori zin yagdo.
The teachings in the sutras, being the transformation of the faculty of speech, when the faculty of speech, as represented in the teachings of the sutra, has been transformed, this is the sphere of experience of the bodhisattvas.
Semdang semzong ne jorbe turko thobar jorba ne phakpa ye ye themong.
And the through the transformation of conscious mind as well as mental factors, one attains the nirmanakaya, the transformation into nirmanakaya, and this is the common experience of all four types of noble beings. Nevertheless, the mastery over this transformation is not complete in the case of listeners and self-Buddhas. So the in this connection, then
Chuka Sanje Kona Joyore Longju Zopako. Pakpa Sanju Simba Namji Juyore Jatubre Chokutrubuko Tin Yerangi Yang Jatubesena Tinni Tumung the Hibar Pakpa Ye.
So the Dharmakaya then is something which is encountered by Buddhas alone. The Sambhogakaya is encountered by bodhisattvas, and the nirmanakaya, or the trukus, the emanated bodies, can be met also by shravakas and pacheka buddhas, or listeners and self buddhas, and is therefore, this last one is therefore described as being common to them all. So then, this transformation in the forms it has been described has also a distinctive aspect. So this, the approach as related to the to the transformation which is of special distinction, or the extraordinary transformation, is described in the following way in the root text. The approach is related to that of special distinction pertaining to Buddhas as well as to bodhisattvas. The distinctive trait of completely pure domains, the insight, instruction, and consummate mastery which are gained through having attained the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, complete, and Nirmanakaya are attainments distinctively greater comparatively.
Yipa, ne yonsu churpa, ne churpa tela, ne yonsu churpa, chepar chen lan chukpa ne. Tumong ma yinpa chepar chen lan chukpa ne. Chepar chen je ne jor ne. Sanje tang, sanju sambha nam je ne jor te. Sanje tang, sanju sambha nam je ne jor topa te. Tumong ma yinpa ne jor. Ne jor chepar chen. Kangi na, jomsi kangi na. Sanje da Sanju Sampanam Janejo te Chepar change in Najor in Bijunsin Karesana Dami Nyonsu Zoba Sanje da Sanju Sampanam Janejo te da Kanzak da Mebatang Chuji da Meba Nyonsu Zope Yonsu Zope number Motobi Hijin two Dami Nyonsu Zope number Motobi Hijin two Telatin te Tene Najor Chepar Zito. Nenjor thar tok to besero. Sanje da Sanjo Sampa nam je nenjor chujin. Nenjor chepar chin de. Dami ni yonzu zogpa. Dami ba ni yonzu zogpa. Nambar mato be hi jen tu. Nenjor thar tok to besero. Oh yeah.
So then this fourth point deals with the explanation of that transformation which is special. So the approach as related to that transformation which is distinctive, that is to say, it is not shared in common with the listeners and self-Buddhas, so it is distinctive only to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And that is a transformation as pertains to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And what is the reason for it being distinctive to them alone? It is that by the power of non-conceptual original knowledge, which is fully complete with respect to freedom from the two forms of self-entity, which is to say that there is a complete realization of the non-self-entity of individuals, or non-self as related to individuals, as well as non-self-entity of phenomena. And since these are complete, then this is the attainment of ultimate transformation. So if we present this in the form of a logical syllogism, then it would be given the transformation as pertaining to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This is a distinctive transformation because by the power of the non-conceptual original knowledge, which completely realizes the freedom of the two forms of egolessness, selflessness, the ultimate transformation is attained.
Te chetarna, nenjor te chetarna, chu tamche, tamche ne, Tamje the Nenjurvam, Mambara Sanjubam. Sanjubam, Young England Deber and Yin the Namasel. Young England Deber and Yin the Namasel, no? Namke Namkan Te Topara. Namkan Te Topara City, the Namkal and Tayo Marate. Te tokpar, hien yonzu takpa chepar tang. Namken te tokpar, namken karchap to, tene hien yonzu takpa chepar tang. Namken karchap to, tene hien kanji chepar 통화 나와 개인 옷 딱 붙여봤다 추적 거당 롱조 족부 거당 뚫고 손부 토페 렘바다 렘바 옌도 추거 롱고 뚫고 손 렘바 옌도 즉바 돈바 완저 손데 추거 롱고 뚫고 손네 자고래 렘 손부 토페 렘바 옌도 Chujiko, Chukongon, the Jurbe, Hizakon, Hijizakwa number Tabata, Hizatam Jungon, some the Zipa number Tabata, Longjo Zobako Tope, Sabjan Jachebe, Sabjan Jachebe, two made the song, Monsavati, Monsava Tikba Chimbuchun, Dombaran Zabata, Turkutope.
So then there's a further explanation. In what sense has the previous been stated? It is that all phenomena, in all forms and at all times, are transformed. There is direct enlightenment with respect to them, and they appear in accordance with the nature of nirvana. So since the mode of being of phenomena. So what the phenomena actually are in within their being is the emptiness of dualism. And since this is exactly what constitutes nirvana, this is the nature of nirvana, this emptiness of the dualism of perceived and perceiver, then the two of these are completely in accord. The phenomena appearing exactly in accordance with the nature of nirvana. So So the first property then of this transformation, which is distinctive for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, it is the first property is the distinctive trait of completely pure domains, which extend to the limits of space. And Rinpoche explained, it's not that space is being conceived of as having an outer limit, but it's a way of saying that the pure realms of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas extend throughout all of space, pervading the entirety of space. Then in relation to the three kayas, so having through the attainment of the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nimanakaya, then the following qualities pertain in respective order. So the qualities of vision, instruction, and mastery pertain to the three kayas in that order. So the quality of vision applies to the Dharmakaya, of instruction to the Sambhogakaya, and mastery to the Nimanakaya. So the first of these is completely pure vision or insight, which accompanies the original knowledge of all objects of knowledge. The second one is the ability to give instructions in the Mahayana teachings, which are the incredibly profound and vast teachings. And then through the accomplishment of the Nimanakaya, then, since one through this accomplishes also in an unhindered way the various powers such as extrasensory perception and so on. So through these powers there is mastery over the benefiting of beings in accordance with the insight of the Buddhas. So, given these distinctive properties, then this transformation is distinctively greater in comparison to that of the listeners and self Buddhas.
Sinnejar chepar ne chukat tope zikpa nambar ta longu tope ndomba nambar ta ndomba me tu son, ndomba se jita chui chepa turku tope wanjar tope che One year city, the yin yetona, jetter ye by yin to one year. One year to pitch. Oh, yeah.
So this, this can be summarized in four lines. Given the, or this, this transformation of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is distinctive in being. Or in constituting the insight accompanying the Dharmakaya, the ability to instruct, the completely pure ability to instruct, accompanying the Sambhogakaya, and the mastery over the benefit of others in accordance with the insight of the Buddhas, accompanying the Nirmanakaya.
Tene chepar to sanje to sanju samba nam ne jo thond nam khe karchap khyankhang ji chapa chapa nam khyankhang che me pe nam chapa re nyin thu da ran ja na la da chom nan le te dar ma chapa re.
And in particular in particular the this transformation as it applies to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas involves the pure realms or pure domains which extend throughout the entire expanse of space, which is not a property experienced by the listeners and Pratyeka Buddha, self Buddhas.
Tatsava Satya Napa Guba Tolan Jupare, Gubare, Nanjur Juguba. Guba Tolan Jupane, Munja Munam Chebaratang. Tekpa chenpo tuanpaye, mikpi chepar sa jo la, rab du jorvi chepar.
So then the fifth point from the outline deals with what is required or the prerequisites for the transformation, and is described in the root verse as the approach as related to realizing what is required, the distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of the Mahayana teacher employed as the focus, and then the distinctive trait of effective application to all the 10 levels.
Thandi kapso ngapan ne yong su chorpa chepar chin thela ne jor chepar chin thopa thela gopam thela gopam kobe jo ni de chorpa kang yin ba ne jor chepar chin thopa la Gopam, Kova Junido, Kovam, Karcheva de Carre, Karcheva Kangi Batopam, Hippar Saval and Jupane. Nanger Cheparchi in the Sanje the Sanju Sembe Nangere, Nanger Cheparchi in Te Tobala, Gopam, Kova Jude Kane, Tehigo. Lana Mepe San Chok Chimbo Topar and Dope, Zope Sanje to Combam Topar and Dope. Tei tong to mulam tapate. Zoba sanje to compound topar and doba, tekpa, chimbo sanjo to the same jiba. Sanje to compound te topeton to mulam tapate. Sanjo sempe. Mulam chimbo chola sopa. Munja mulam di chepartang. Sanjo sempa namja munja mulam di chepartang. Tikpa chimbu lam than devot to him by a subject jacheve chun tata le mikpe goni. Shiza denba nila dondo jebe chepata. Tikpa chimbu lam than devot to him by subject jacheve sonram tata le mikte. Sapata jacheva tembe to him by sonram tata la to some zogore. Tata le mikne. Sabje to embetekwa chimbusona la mekte, telatine, demba nila, drondo chepe chepajang. Denila, tekwa chimbusabje to embe, tene, sonab la tinte, demba nila, drondo chugoire. Drondo chepe chepateyan, nejo topejure. Panton tarsimba drope chedo. Pamba tsam da tokpa tsanji pingu yo mare, pandon tar simbar drupi cheto. Pandon tar simbar sanji ju kumba drupi cheto. Satyo la kouni kongdo rabdu jorbi chepatang. Penna satangbo tope kapsu yang, tani panza narakpa panghen, toza chuni ji ne tokpa rete, tarong yang ni yang do magom na, pandon tar simbar sanji ju kumba toku mare. Pandon Tarsin Drobichedo, Sakjola, Kongni Kong the Rab the Jorbe Chepartang. Chepartang, Som Chi Mulamji Chepar Sanju Sempe Mulam Ji Chepar, Tekpa Chempo Sanju Chodo Semji De, Semji Ji Tondo Tene, Tondo Pe Mulam Ji Chepar, Hisa Denpa Nila, Sabje Tumpe Sonra Leming Ne, Denpa Nila Dondo Chepe Chepar, Pandon Tar Sempe Drope Chedo, Sajo, Sabjo Kongni Kongdo, Jorbe Chepar De Chepar Somne, Chepar Somte Sango Kore. Chepar som de mazang na, teni nejor chepar jin drop to mare. Chepar som ji, nyerang ke lam len de pakpe, nyintu da rang sanje je lam len pakpe, nejor thar thok pa tiye, ti jyotin la wapar sao, de thar thok pa pago, thar thok pa ti, jyotin la wapar sao. Nenjor tartok ti jyotin la wapar sao. Tene gupe chepar oya.
So then this point is explained in the following way. So what is it that is needed in order to be able to attain this distinctive transformation, just explained. What are the prerequisites? so this, the approach dealing with understanding or realizing what it is that serves as a necessary cause or prerequisite for the attainment of the distinctive transformation is as follows. So the first requirement is that of the distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers. So one has to have this very special quality of previous wishing prayers. For example, the having developed the wishing prayer. So since one wants to achieve enlightenment, since one wishes to achieve insurpassable great enlightenment, one then develops the wishing prayer of being able to do so. And this corresponds to the development of bodhicitta, or the resolve towards enlightenment, which involves first generating the wish to achieve enlightenment and then going through the necessary steps to attain it. So through previous wishing prayers, such as the 10 great wishing prayers of a bodhisattva, one develops this special trait, which is the first requirement. The next one then is the special trait of cutting doubts related to the two truths. So cutting one's doubts or misconceptions regarding the two truths, which is done through focusing on all of the profound and vast teachings which are taught, or the profound and vast teachings of a teacher of the Mahayana path and result. So this trait then involves listening and reflecting on the teachings in connection with a teacher, and through this being able to resolve the doubts about all objects of knowledge summarized under the two truths. And then the final one is the effective application to the 10 levels in order to accomplish perfection in one's relinquishment and realization. So Rinpoche said it's not enough to merely have relinquished something and realized something, but it has to be brought to complete perfection. So for example, the coarse level of relinquishment, which is accomplished on the first bodhisattva level, as well as the realization of the nature as it is realized on the first level, is a rough level of relinquishment and realization, and has to be refined and perfected up through the all 10 bodhisattva levels until it reaches complete perfection in Buddhahood. So then through these three, the distinctive quality of previous wishing prayers based on developing the bodhicitta, resolve to enlightenment, the resolution of misconceptions regarding the two truths through listening and reflecting on the teachings, and then the application to the 10 levels, which refines relinquishment and realization. So through these three, and that means then through all of them, so if any of these three are missing, the transformation will not be able to be completed. But if all three of these are present, then through these three, one is able to gain complete certainty regarding what is needed for ultimate transformation, which is superior to that of the paths of the listeners and self-Buddhas. So this constitutes the distinctive point of what is distinctive trait of the what are the prerequisites for transformation. The distinctive features of the prerequisites for transformation.
Tiren kansak nenjor tan dirgo kansa Nenjor chepar chinje gupa re danda sache trukpa pade hie chavare trukpa tele yeva mangbo yore sannehi.
So today Rinpoche has explained the candidates or individuals who undergo the transformation, what constitutes the special transformation, and what is required in order to do it. This brings us up to the sixth point in the outline, which is a very extensive explanation with a lot of subdivisions, so he will explain that tomorrow. So we will now do the chanting meditation as related to these three points that have been explained. As related to individuals, the first of these two are full transformation to suchness. As this pertains to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, The last is also by listeners gained and self-Buddhas. As related to that of special distinction pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas, the distinctive trait of completely pure domains, the inside instruction and consummate mastery, which are gained through having attained the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, complete and Nirmanakaya, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively. As related to realizing what is required, the distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of the Mahayana teacher employed as the focus, and then the distinctive trait of effective application to all the 10 levels, of effective application to all the 10 levels.
Buddha no yesu.